Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. With the holiday season in full swing and dry January, well, that's just around the corner, Canadians who don't drink alcohol or are thinking that maybe they want to cut back a little bit, feel a little better, maybe lose some weight by not drinking, that kind of thing, there are all sorts of reasons not to do it, are finding that there are lots and lots of really delicious alternatives to alcohol-based drinks. One of those people, and I asked you guys to call in, and sure enough, we started getting calls on this right away at 1-855-633-1010, is Guido from Montreal. Guido, how are you?
Hey, Richard Krause. Nice talking to you. I'm good. Thanks.
So you don't drink alcohol, you've got a way around that so you don't stand out at the bar.
Yeah, correct. I have a couple of weeks left. I do the January thirst. January thirst. You see that Freudian slip. So right now, I've already advised my local bar. I said, because when every time I get I get back on the wagon and I go out with my friends and I say, can I have a club soda? I have to tell them, like, may I have it in a rock glass, please,
right,
with a lemon, right, so it looks like I'm having a vodka. They always give you that giant pint of Coca-Cola.
Yep.
As you know, you feel uncomfortable. So I've already advised my local bar. You're familiar with Hurley's, our good friend.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
And I spoke to Mr. Hurley and I said, look, I love to have meetings here because it's such a nice vibe, and I can't always hang out at Starbucks. So when I order a Guinness, a Guido Guinness, pour me the 0.0 Guinness in a pint,
yep,
and it tastes exactly like Guinness.
Wow.
And Guinness. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, enjoy it. I'm thinking about doing dry January this year, so maybe I'll find out a bit of Guinness because I do like a pint of Guinness.
It's done with the same. You've seen those Guinness looking coffees in the Starbucks. It's made that way, but it's from Guinness.
Right on. Well, Guido, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Nice talking to you. Hey, are you going to watch The Whale?
I've already seen The Whale. I'll tell you about it all on Friday, but I liked it a lot.
Thank you. Nice. Happy holidays.
All right, man. Same to you. We have an expert. We're so lucky to be joined by Canada's leading non-alcoholic drinks expert and the publisher and editor of SomeGoodCleanFun.com. Sarah Kate is with me. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi. Good, Richard. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. So this is a trend, and I think that there's probably a couple of really good reasons for it, I think. One is that there's way more options out there. It used to be that if you wanted to drink non-alcoholic beer, it wasn't that great. Now you've got all sorts of options, and there's non-alcoholic gins and wines and all that kind of thing. Is that the main reason that people are embracing it, or what do you think?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I actually think that there's a couple reasons really quickly. Mm-hmm. After COVID, people realized, oh my God, like it's not healthy. Like I drank too much in COVID. Yep. I've got to, and they're feeling great. They've dipped their toe in the water of like, okay, I'm going to, not drink as much and feeling good. So that's number one. And number two, I think that like a lot more people are health and wellness focused. So Gen Zs, the millennials are all, we're all very much like be your best self, living your best life, self-care. And so the wellness trend, it was only a matter of time before people started realizing like, wow, we're eating our quinoa, but we're also drinking 3 glasses of red wine every night. So that's that. And then the third thing is, things are starting to really, really be exciting in this area. Mm-hmm. There is now, if you are a drinker of any type of, if you like wine, if you like beer, if you like spirits, there's something that you can try and find or have, and that's accessible to you that is similar. It's going to be, 95% there. Of course, there's always, my husband said to me, there's something missing. There's 5% missing. And I said, the alcohol.
Yes, the 5% alcohol in the beer. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, I think that's one of the reasons people are starting to look around. And, Guido, I loved his comment.
Yeah.
It's like, he's like, I want a Guido Guinness. It's like, he's drinking the 0.0. It tastes exactly like the real thing. And I can vouch for that. It's very hard to find in Canada. So anybody listening who's looking for 0.0 Guinness, write letters to Guinness. Tell them you want the 0.0 in Canada because it's good stuff. And he's saying, hey, I can have this and I don't look like I'm standing out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm this is how we socialize as human beings. We socialize and we've learned over decades and centuries to socialize with a drink. It doesn't have to be alcohol, though. It just doesn't have to look like we're drinking something juvenile.
I'm speaking with Canada's leading non-alcoholic drinks expert and the publisher and editor of SomeGoodCleanFun.com, Sarah Kate. It's not necessarily going to save you a ton of money, though.
And no.
Yeah, no. Some of these things, we bought some of the non-alcoholic gin, and I think it was $35 or $40 or something for the bottle. So it's not a great deal cheaper.
Yeah, that is right. So let me explain why, too. And so people say, oh, my gosh, why is it more expensive when there's less? And yeah. I actually have to disagree with that, because more work actually goes into crafting something that is a premium product. So right. If you've bought, you know, a $35 or $40 bottle of non-alcoholic gin, there has been a lot of thought and care taken by the company into distilling and getting the flavors of gin and making that. Sometimes they've taken real gin and then just, you know, distilled it down, removed the alcohol from it. Wine, now winemakers, you know, it's premium grapes. It's not grocery store wine anymore, like right. It's as your only option. There's a winemaker in Italy or France or Germany who's crafting a product, and it's not just some plant where somebody's pressing a button to de-alcoholize wine, and there's thought and care. And so they not only have to make a great wine, they then have to remove the alcohol from it. So that is why all of these things are more expensive, and it's an investment for companies in infrastructure and in their plant and sharing, distilling and brewing places, you know, like Harmon's. And Harmon's is a Toronto company, and I know that, you know, they're a small shop. They've got to make an investment into some of these things at the beginning to get started, right?
And are we starting to see more and more restaurants have, for lack of a better word, mocktail menus? I know that when I was a bartender 100 years ago, if somebody said, I don't want to drink alcohol, but I'd like a drink of some sort, it's like, well, here's a Shirley Temple or, you know, a soda and some cranberry. But that has changed as well, right?
Right. And so what is happening is that little by little, as more and more people talk about this, bartenders, bar managers, hospitality venues are starting to say, okay, we need to make an investment. They're starting to understand it's not about just giving somebody something without alcohol. It's about creating an elevated experience for that person, and it's called inclusive hospitality. It's that person's coming into your bar, and they want to have a good time as well, and just because they don't want alcohol doesn't mean they don't deserve to have something elevated. And I think that a lot of hospitality venues are starting to say, okay, we're gonna look for a good non-alcoholic bourbon, we're gonna look for a good non-alcoholic gin, we're gonna craft our own cocktails. And that's part of what I do, is I craft. I don't like the word mocktails. Sorry to make anybody cry out there, but it's non-alcoholic cocktail.
I did say for lack of a better term.
Yeah, exactly. So, but people always push back when I say, I don't like the word mocktails, but it means something's missing. When you say mocktails, it's like, it's a mock, right? So non-alcoholic cocktails or mocktails instead of mocktails. So crafting them and using the same ingredients you would make using in a regular craft cocktail, syrups and all those things to elevate the experience.
We just have about a minute left. What is a great mocktail, non-alcoholic cocktail for Christmas?
You know what? I would go out and buy a non-alcoholic gin. You can get a Sobri, is a Canadian company. Mm-hmm. I always like to talk about them. And you can mix a non-alcoholic gin and tonic and then add some pomegranate or cranberry and a little bit of bitters. So bitters have a slight amount of alcohol in them. It doesn't really impact the ABV. A couple drops of bitters, and you've got a really nice, like, kind of, Christmas cocktail. You can smash some rosemary in the bottom of them, in the glass, and get those beautiful winter flavors.
And you can get all kinds of different bitters, really delicious ones, and really change the nature of the drink itself. It's such an easy way to make something delicious. Sarah, we have to let you go. Thank you so much for this. Sarah Kate is Canada's leading non-alcoholic drinks expert and the publisher and editor of SomeGoodCleanFun.com. Thanks, Sarah. We'll talk again soon. We'll have you back talk stuff for January. And happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Okay, have a good one. Bye.
Thanks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the worst workplace mistakes that you've ever witnessed. And I want to hear from you at 1-855-633-1010. I have a story that I'm going to tell you that you might want to be sitting down when I tell you this story. So stick around. 1-855-633-1010. If you've got a great story, I'd love to hear it. Lots more to come on News Talk Tonight.